AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A storm has stalled over South Carolina. Leading forecasters are worried heavy rain could touch off more flooding in the already flood-damaged state.
We could see isolated amounts as high as maybe 2 to 4 inches throughout the day today. Especially if we can get some of those isolated higher amounts, it could cause the flooding problem to return.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard. This weekend's rain comes as the waters began to slowly recede in many areas of the state's low country. Later today, a contractor begins work on shoring up washed out foundations under some of the 18 small bridges that cross rivers and swamps on a 13-mile closed stretch of Interstate 95. Two bombs have exploded in the crowd at a peace rally in Ankara, Turkey's capital city. That's the sound of screaming people and sirens in the background. A news agency reports at least 20 people are dead. A rally was being held to denounce the increased violence between Kurdish rebels and Turkish security forces. A $500 million Pentagon plan to train a rebel force in Syria has been abandoned. The AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Lawmakers were furious when the troubled program's second batch of trainees yielded only a handful of fighters.
Let's not kid ourselves. That's a joke.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter acknowledges the mission's had its troubles.
I wasn't satisfied.
The Pentagon says it's shifting focus from finding and training individual fighters to enabling rebel groups already in the fight.
We've seen some of these groups on the ground be very effective.
Pentagon Policy Chief Christine Wormuth says the U.S. will vet leaders of those groups and provide basic equipment for their fighters. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
An explosion of a liquefied gas container in a restaurant has killed 17 people in China. This is AP Radio News. Bill Cosby fails to get a defamation lawsuit thrown out. Mike Gracia tells us more.
A federal judge in Massachusetts has ruled a defamation lawsuit brought against Bill Cosby by three women who say he sexually abused them decades ago can move forward. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Mark Mastroianni is a blow to Cosby, who tried to have the case dismissed. In their lawsuit, the women claim Cosby's representatives damaged their reputations by denying their allegations with at times disparaging language. The three women accuse Cosby of drugging them and then having unwanted sexual contact with them. I'm Mike Rossi.
The Toronto Blue Jays are in a big hole. Their 6-4, 12-inning loss to Texas puts them down 2-0 in the best-of-5 American League Division Series. Second baseman Josh Donaldson.
We have to win or we go home. That being said, I like our chances.
In other playoff games, Kansas City even their ALCS series with Houston 5-4. St. Louis, New York Mets both won. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.